have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
I'm sick of Godzilla.
Wake up, everyone!
There are two things you don't know about the Earth.
Whether he returns or not, or is never again seen by human eyes, the things he has taught us remain.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to YHS on Monster Island. Jakey here. And as you can see, if you're watching and if you're listening, I'm about to tell you, the Tattooed Titan took us out to Mr. Jacob Walsh is not here. You know, stuff going on. It's life. That happens. But we miss him. But you know what? We got some stuff to talk about, and I'll do my best. Vin Scully operating the one-man booth, or Joey Styles for you wrestling fans out there, and any other number of great personalities that are able to handle the one-man booth. I don't know if I can, but I'm going to give it a go here as we have a lot to talk about in the world of kaiju, well, specifically kaiju toys. That's where probably most of the conversation is going to go. And guess what? If Jake was here, it would have been the same thing. We would have been talking about a few of these festivals that popped up and some really cool highlights and such from them. But I hope everybody's ready to chat. I mean, I guess not really chat because this isn't a live stream, but I hope everybody's ready to listen and maybe comment and throw stuff at me, or, you know, give me some virtual pats on the back or something as you agree and disagree with me. But it's always good to be back on YHS on Monster Island, even in the rare occurrence that Mr. Walsh isn't here. So, you know, I'm not going to spend too much time on kind of the introduction and the how you doing, because it's just me. But I do want to remind everybody, we do have those awesome YHS on Monster Island shirts, three designs up on the Below the Collar YHS, the Yes Have Some page, with all the other great stuff from Yes Have Some, from Toy Anxiety, from just a litany of things, of properties, of brands under this Yes Have Some umbrella, which we are very proud to be part of here at YHS on Monster Island. And yeah, so that's really it. We can get to like what we normally do, that Jake and I normally do. I'll just be talking to myself. So on the whole what have we watched section of the conversation, it'll be pretty light because I haven't watched much, guys. I don't know why. It's like I get done with my family stuff, you know, putting the kids to bed. I'm like geared up, like, yes, you know, I'll get a couple work emails out. I'll do a couple things for Toku Toy Town, this or that. And then, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to, you know, watch, you know, a Godzilla film. I'm going to go watch some Ultraman, some Spectre Man, a Gamera, something, right? Or something I haven't watched before. Go search the internet movie archive, find some, you know, obscure Tokusatsu show or Kaiju show from way back when and watch it on the computer. But no, a little bit has to do with, you know, sports and stuff. Been watching a lot of baseball. It's playoff season. So, you know, that takes up a little bit of time in the evening. But for the most part, I haven't been watching a ton. I mean, truly, since the last time that we spoke, the only kaiju stuff that I've watched has been kind of like the Godzilla channel on Pluto on in the background, and watching 5 minutes of Destroy All Monsters here and, you know, 10 minutes of Godzilla's Revenge there. It's been limited to that, which is sad, to be honest with you. I miss it. But, you know, I'm hoping that things settle down, Mike can catch a few things. And of course, we have, you know, we're less than two months away from Minus One hitting the U.S. theaters. Then we have, well, before that, we have, you know, the Monarch Legacy of Monsters on the small screen. We're checking that out. And, you know, we just had Gamera. I've been really meaning to rewatch that again, too, to see if any of my opinions changed. Just haven't been able to get around to it. And that's not fair to Gamera Rebirth. I definitely need to do that. And, you know, it's, I'm sure you guys go through the same thing. Like, whether it's maybe you buy a toy or you see somebody post a toy featuring a kaiju or something about a certain film, a certain show. And maybe it's you're listening to another podcast, you're listening or watching another YouTube show, and they talk about it. And you're like, oh man, that sounds awesome. I'm totally going to rewatch Godzilla Singular Point this weekend. Oh, I'm totally going to watch, you know, Gamera versus Gearon. And you just don't get around to it. And I feel like those constantly build up and build up and build up and build up. And that's where I'm at now. I'm like, I want to watch everything. So I end up watching nothing because I just can't find time and I can't decide. But, you know, that's okay. That's okay. You know, most of this stuff we've seen 1,000 times. So if, you know, we don't see it 1,001 tomorrow, we'll be okay. So yeah, unfortunately I haven't watched a ton, you know, other than the odd, like falling asleep, putting on the odd Spectre Man or Fireman or Ultraman, you know, that's really been it. Which one I've actually been really wanting to rewatch because it's a great film and, you know, you'll see about it, not to totally spoil everything, but, because it's going to be in the pickups section, is Pulgasari. I really wanted to rewatch that in a while. It's one that I've been like, oh yeah, that and Daimajin have really been kind of at the top of my list of a need a rewatch. I just like feel like I'm in the mood for those. Maybe it's something about kaiju and monsters in feudal eras of, you know, Korea and Japan respectively. I don't know. Maybe I'm in this weird, like I guess I can watch some Yamada Takeru as well, but that also has the moon and wear magic and lightsabers and stuff too, but still. Anyway, so, you know, I think we can get onto the pickups because I got some cool stuff. Not a lot. Actually, really like 4 things, but I like all of them. I think they're really cool pieces. They're very different. And they're different parts of the collection that may be underserviced. And actually one, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. I think might be up for Toy of the Year. I really think this piece, it might take some convincing of you guys, but I'll do my best. I really love this one piece. But yeah, let's get into it. The first one, Ben Spencer, the great vinyl toy artist I believe he's in LA, that does Galaxor. And I've showed off a few Galaxor pieces here. I know they're not really kaiju, but they could be, you know, they're sci-fi, tokusatsu, kaiju adjacent, you know, whatever you want to say. Close enough. But we talk a lot about Sifubi and vinyl toys and designer toys and indie toys and stuff. So I do like to share them off. I think they're really cool. I don't collect all of them. The ones that I love the aesthetic and like, I pick up. And the ones that I don't. But he does some really cool stuff. It's really good. And some of his colorways, especially some that are kind of that retro 80s, you know, the pinks and blues and greens and stuff, I think he does a really good job of pairing those. And they're awesome. I love his designs. They're simple. They're clean. They're as simple as in, like, he knows how to edit his designs, where they give this retro action figure, but done in a clean vinyl toy way. There's some retro sci-fi to it. There's some not so retro sci-fi to it, and it just all works. You know, I don't see a lot of people doing exactly what he's doing. They either go a little bit more whimsy or play it even more straight and specific. He's kind of working that middle ground of simple, fun, beautiful. These things display so well, and they're clean. So I got this new one. This is the Omega Mutant Wraith Beast. It actually comes with the interchangeable head, so it can be the Wraith. Well, I forgot what they call him. Oh my gosh, the main guy. Then you put this elongated long neck head on it, and it's a Wraith Beast. But look at this guy right here. Look at this guy. So cool. The pink, I know it doesn't come across great on the screen here, but it's this neon pink. You see the Omega insignia there. But it's a black and green. It is really vibrant, bright green and this light blue with the black. So, you know, the pink light blue and black is such like an 80s Miami Vice retro thing, but this is a cool piece. I've had, you know, 5 or 6 of these now, and they're awesome. I love this head. It's this, you know, robotic biomechanical type with the mandibles, the pincers, and it's, you know, obviously an insectoid look, but it's just really cool. So Ben Spencer and you guys do a great job. Amazing stuff. Really cool. I was super happy to pick this up. I already mentioned Pulgasari, so you probably know what I'm talking about. Was it a couple weeks ago now that Mondo went to the warehouse and found a few of the smaller size, but still like, you know, 7-8 inches tall, of the Pulgasaris? And I never picked one up. I don't have an excuse, guys. Everybody else was like, oh, those are cool. Yeah. But I just never went around to got never got around to getting it maybe I thought they were almost too good, right? They were too realistic, and I was really, you know, more Safubi focused at the time. The big one is awesome. I've seen it in person. It's great. But they had a couple that they found of the smaller sizes. And actually the one that I like the best was one of them that popped up. So I had to buy it. So I got the metallic blue and gold Pulgasari. Look at this guy. I mean, it is just, it's beautiful. It really is. Dope Pope, I think, did the sculpting on this. I don't know if Hector painted this or Hector's wife. I don't remember. But amazing. The paint is excellent. The sculpt, I mean, the detail on the face, absolutely stunning. But Dope Pope does really good stuff. I know he's done other Godzilla and Kaiju stuff, and he's really, you know, one of the best when it comes to, I believe this one was 3D modeled. I could be wrong on that. But his stuff is great, and we know Hector's a freaking legend. So really cool stuff. I mean, this really pops. I love the colorway. I don't really have anything of this, like, this type of metallic blue with the gold, and this will go good on kind of my shelf of other Kaiju, right, with my Daigaros and Gilalas and Death Kappas and Gorgos and Gezeras and, you know, Takemajin and all that stuff. Actually, speaking of Gorgo, there's number two, and I definitely know a lot of people have got this over the last couple of weeks. We talked about it here in so many times, giving updates on the crowdfunded, where they the crowdfunding status, where they were at with Titanic Creations and Gorgo. They shipped, and a lot of people got them, and I know everybody is super pumped. So, excuse me, really, really excited to share mine off. I'm not going to show off all the accessories because you guys have seen them, but what I feel were the most important two. So, first off, here is Gorgo's mom herself, the main event. Like a zillion points of articulation. I mean, she's beautiful. The toe articulation, everything looks great. I do have the head with the glow-in-the-dark eyes. I know you won't be able to see it on here, but very cool stuff. About 6 inches tall. Absolutely love it. And, of course, comes with the little baby Gorgo. Little Gorgo there. Look at the little guy. So cute. And then I love the Big Ben. I mean, I think that right there is just so iconic. And I love my M1 representation of Gorgo. It's one of my favorite. But this is pretty cool. And what's neat about this, I don't have much in the way of, you know, 6 to 8 inch scale articulated kind of action figure type stuff. It's either X Plus or Safubi, and that middle ground, which, you know, has been occupied in a lot of folks' collections by NECA or by Monster Arts or by Super 7 now, Hiya Toys. I know I'm probably missing a few other ones, but this piece is one of those. And I honestly, I put it on the shelf with all the Safubi next to the M1 Gorgo, and I love it. I do. I love it. I'm keeping this bad boy. I think it's cool. I think what Titanic Creations does is awesome. They're great people, great company. This was cool. This was it was neat to have that massive support from the Kaiju fandom, from everybody. The artwork by Matt Frank on the box is wonderful. Really cool stuff. It's great to see Gorgo's mom get some love, and this was a cool piece. I'm really excited about it. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I don't have a desire to collect Godzillas and such in that scale or other Kaiju, but for Gorgo and this particular one and how it came to fruition, super pumped to have it in the collection. And it's one of the pieces that's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. So, but I thought they did a wonderful job. It looks great. It looks absolutely wonderful. They knocked it out of the park. Okay. So the last one, this is one that I'm going to talk about why I absolutely love this piece. And it's not a big piece. I'm not talking Marson 450s here. I'm not talking X Plus, you know, 30 centimeters. I'm not talking Neo Player Ones or anything like that. But from our good friends at Sunguts Factory, who they do amazing things. We probably in the top two or three companies that we love on the most here at YHS on Monster Island. We love what Sunguts does, from their shins to their kind of non-licensed properties, to what they do with Super Raya. Really cool. But this was from Wonder Festival, the winter edition. They do have a different colorway that came out with Hobby Run, which we'll see here in a little bit. But man, this one was good. This one was so good. It was a two-pack. Came with two of our favorite youngsters, if you will. the first one, this is great, but not the reason it's figure of the year. Because like I said, it's two pack, so you know, one has to be the lesser son, right? But no, the Smothra larva, very cool, very neat, very awesome. But you know, in our youngster pack, it's definitely the B side. It's this guy right here. This Manila, this Minya from Sun Guts. I think this for a figure. I mean, look at the detail on the back. I mean, Sun Guts is just so good. So for a kaiju that's been, I don't even say controversial, but you know, hated on for so long, and you know, obviously a lot of it justified and warranted objectively, but its toy history has never been great. We have the creepy, you know, the old vintage creepy bull marks and stuff that are like stuff of nightmares. I mean, they are awful. People collect them, I know, like ironically, and they're weird and wacky, and the fact that they exist and have been reissued so many times is fascinating. And then you have the Bandai stuff that's like, you know, it's suit accurate as far as one of those action figures is, but it, you know, it more captures like what Minya looked like on screen. There have been very few. Maybe the Minya riding on the back and the X Plus Defo, I don't know, but like there have been very few, I think, that have been able to capture Minya in a way that almost brings out the goofy and silliness, kind of the essence of what Minya was supposed to be, still has the suit aesthetic represented enough where you know what you're looking at. It's not too, they don't too many liberties, but it doesn't necessarily have to look like. And I know first thing you're thinking, well, hey, what about the marmot? What about that marmot one? I think the marmot one, the colorways are cool and funky and fun. But like the sculpt, it looks like Minya. It's a good sculpt. It's like, I mean, obviously super accurate. I think they could have gone more stylized with it. So the Marvel one never did much for me. But this, I think this is silly. It's fun. It's, but you know, it's Minya. You know, it's not trying to be anything else. You know, it has some touches. Like I said, I think the ridges on the back, like where it's like, yes, like we, our source material had this. But it is silly and ugly and goofy and weird, but like in a way more like approachable, huggable way than the creepy bull mark stuff from the 70s. I absolutely think this pair is just spectacular. I think it's spectacular. I really do. I think this is wonderful. I've had a lot of toys this year, and this ranks up right there at the top. I mean, I put it next to my Neo Player One. 64, like as far as like, I love it. There's something like when I had this, I was like, this is right. This is Minya. This is, I think, the number one representation of this kaiju in Sifubi form, period, end of sentence. I really do. It's 3 inches tall. I don't care. It's that good. You know, say that to, you know, US toys. Those things are freaking amazing. And they're 3 inches tall. I don't care. This thing is awesome. It's wonderful. It is just everything that we needed in a Son of Godzilla Sifubi. And Sun Guts did it. That's a lot of S's there. Sun Guts did it. So thank you, Sun Guts. I'm going to fight tooth and nail. I promise you. I swear to you, Sun Guts, that I'm going to try my hardest to get this nominated for a Jeffrey, because it is that freaking good. Thank you, Sun Guts. Okay, with that being said, I like that toy. If you can't tell, I really do like that toy. It's so, so good. But toys, you know, we're kaiju fans. We're kaiju collectors. We're tokusatsu toy collectors. You blink, you take a day off, and there's 7,000 new releases. And 6,942 are awesome. And 5,000 of them you got to buy. And 4,000 of them you try to buy. It's that crazy. And since the last time we spoke, there's been a ton of stuff. Heck, I'm not even going to talk about Toy Fair today. I'm not going to talk about, there's one more convention. There wasn't a Treasure Festa online. Maybe there was another smaller, Marble Retro Soft Vinyl World event at Tokyo Shibuya Hands happened. I will talk about one thing there, but there's a few things that happened I won't even talk about today for the most part. And there's still like 40 things that are freaking awesome and I need them. And I'm not even going to cover like X Plus, all the stuff going on with Monster Arts, all the really cool stuff that would be kind of outside the realm of the big Sifubi players. There's tons of stuff. When you get to the indie toy world, the designer toy world, it's endless. Can't keep up. That's okay. It's cool because it's fun trying. I hope so for you. If it's not, then maybe you need to get another hobby. But if it's fun trying to keep up, but it is, if anything, it's overwhelming. So I share a few slides with you, and we'll go over three of the festivals that I thought there were some really cool stuff. Superfest 86 was kind of the big one. Hobby Round 29 happened as well. And then I'll cover a little bit from the Taipei Toy Festival. There was some really cool stuff. I know that one leans a little bit more like less IP and more, or less, I shouldn't say IP, less like bigger licensed properties and a little bit more designer vinyl. There was some freaking cool stuff. That's a good Instagram follow as well. So much cool stuff, but I'll cover a few things that that happened there. So let's talk. But, oh, actually, you know what? I totally forgot. As I find the slides here, I forgot there were two things that outside of these festivals that popped up that I wanted to show you, and they both have to do with Mechagodzilla 74. How crazy is that? So first, there on the left, from Bullmark, Modern Bullmark, and Graveyard Gallery, and they do a lot of cool stuff together, a 74. This is 8.5 inches tall, almost 9 inches tall, retails for about $70. It's coming out in March, but the pre-order is up now through the end of October. So go now. This thing is awesome. And if you look at the design, it's the gold with the red and the blue, obviously a riff inspired by those old Chogokin Mechagodzilla retro figures and tin toys and stuff. And I love it. I don't know. Have there been a lot of this gold with the red and blue, the Chogokin inspired Mechagodzillas and Sifubi by other companies? I don't remember any off the top of my head. I'm sure there have been. But from Graveyard Gallery and Bullmark, this thing is great. I absolutely love this. I will be picking this one up for sure. I love when the inspiration of a colorway is so apparent. And I'm not saying, which we'll see in CCB in a bit, but like, oh, this is inspired by, you know, a coral snake. It's a painting like that. I meant something that has, you know, that has a legitimate tie, a logical, you know, connective tissue to the subject matter, like an older toy. So, you know, I think Mondo did a really good job on that one when like they did their 84 Godzilla and they did like the Imperial design, which was obviously inspired by the Imperial toy. I think things like that are really, really cool. When we see the colorway of the old Bullmark Hedora done 1,000 different ways by 1,000 different companies, I think Marasan does a really good job of kind of bringing that back and with some of the Godzillas as well. You know, that classic kind of that blue green, teal blue green that we saw in the J-Tails and the L-Tails. I love that. But, you know, we don't see as much from the tin toys getting transferred over into soft vinyl, and they should. Really cool stuff. Such an iconic paint job. And then they take it and they put it here in with this piece. So cool. I must have. Now, the next one, also 74. This was actually from that Marble Retro soft vinyl world that I was telling you about at the Tokyo Hands Shibuya store. And this is Marasan. This is 350, so you think 9 inches tall. It's about $110, $115. This is really cool. I don't know if it has an official name, but it's supposed to give you that kind of spacey titanium type look. It's really cool. I mean, it has like the gold and blue spray kind of together, giving off that vibe. I'm curious how this looks in person. I think the pictures are really good. I think in person, I think the pendulum will swing either way. It'll be, oh yes, they nailed it. Or no, okay. So far, I think M1 has the best space titanium application. It was really cool. But we'll see. I dig it. I think it'll be cool. We know the 350 sculpt for 74 is great. So I'm no worries there. but I'm curious how it looks in person. I'm cautiously optimistic on that one. But I thought, hey, good week for Mechagodzilla 74 getting some love even outside the festival. So I wanted to throw those out there. So guys, go buy it, you know, or be on the lookout for the Marathon, and then go pre-order that Graveyard Gallery piece. So cool. Okay, so let's move on to the next slide here. So let's talk some festivals. So let's start with Superfest. We'll start with the big one. Everybody I know has seen this stuff. By the time you watch this or listen to this, you've probably seen so much from Superfest. And I'll probably cover a lot of stuff. You're like, yeah, Jay, we know that. But you know what? Sorry. I want to talk about them because I love them. And I'll stick with Marathon. You know, Marathon didn't have a lot of new stuff there. But what they did was pretty darn cool. And, you know, we've been hyping this year of 450. It started back early in the year with all the Gigans that they released and continue to release. And then we've seen the 450 89s. We've seen the 450 74s. We've seen the 450 Jets and Hedoras and Mechagodzillas. You know, we've seen those for a few years. We're starting to see the 450 Baragons. Really cool stuff. And then, of course, on the Subaru side, you have the 450 King Joe and the 450 Pigmon, Garmon, and we're getting some new Canagons, like this one. This is a really cool brown, kind of chocolatey brown with some bronze accents. I love Canagon. Everybody knows that. Canagon's Cocoon, I believe, is my fourth favorite Ultra Q episode. it's so good. It's such a great design. For those that were hanging out with me at G-Fest, I almost spent a lot of money on some Canagon stuff, which I didn't. I'm glad I didn't. I wouldn't have anywhere to put it. But I love Canagon, and this piece is great. Their sculpt's really good. I've seen the Asuka Kubo, the purple clear glitter ones in person, and it's spectacular. I think they have a really, really good one. And as sometimes when you get to 450, it kind of feels it's a little less detailed and stuff. No, the Canagon looks great. I think this brown colorway will actually add some of that to it. We'll add some ability to see the design, to see the sculpt, to see the touches, to see what magic that they work with Canagon. So I really dig this piece. I like that the mouth is a kind of different color. And that's, I think that's important for Canagon because it's such a focal point. And then we're getting another 74. And this is that black, gold, red that we've seen. We see that with the 95s, with the Burning Godzillas, but they have done it with a few other. You haven't done it with the 89s yet, I don't think. I can't remember now. No, I don't think they have. Anyway, really cool piece. They've done it now with the 74 and heavy glitter. The black or clear vinyl with the black and silver glitter, or it's a smoky translucent vinyl. I can't remember on that one. Looks great. Looks really cool. Love the two-tone eyes with the yellow and the orange to tie with the yellow and the gold and the orange spray. Really cool piece. The 74 sculpt. It's not everybody's favorite. I like it. I think it's fun. It's not my favorite, but I do like it. I think it captures the essence of that suit. And this is really cool. So I thought that was a good showing at Superfest, even though it was small but mighty. CCP, no, I'm not a CCP collector. So if you are, awesome. I love their stuff. Their stuff is great. If it ever feels like I don't give them enough credit, you know, shame on me. They do really good stuff. They do some really out there colorways. Summer hits and summer misses. I'm not saying I love them all. I don't love very few companies, you know, that close to 1,000. But they do some that are really, I think, cutting edge and cool and really pushing the envelope and really doing some cool stuff. And then some I think are a little like, you know, I think of the Family Guy episode where they're just, the South Park episode where they're just throwing the darts on the board to see what the next Family Guy, you know, cut scene is. That's what it feels like. Sometimes it's like, oh, poison arrow frog. Oh, tiger. Oh, you know, whatever it might be. So some of these are good. Some of these bad. I think the big guy, the AMC, the complete edition, the giant one there, it's that they call it their magma color. It's that red and black, almost splatter painty stuff. Really cool stuff. These things are so big in person that they look great on shelves. Anybody that sees an Andy Peters video knows that when you have 100 Hedoras lined up, it looks pretty darn cool. I think this is a great one. It's not like, oh my gosh, it's amazing, but I think it's really cool. I think this clear candy drop is beautiful. I think it's beautiful. I think they did awesome. It looks like a piece of jewelry or candy. I mean, which should, I guess, but it's like blown glass. So it looks like it's amazing. So that one is one of those hits. I don't know if it's like revolutionary, but it's still really cool. And I think these are all the medium figures, so they're smaller, like 5-6 inch figures. The tiger version here with the chimney sucker. You know, it's there. It definitely looks like a tiger. I don't hate it. I really don't. I don't think it's silly. It's zany. I don't think it's for everybody. But, you know, it's like, hey, we'll make this one look like a tiger. Cool. Neat. Not my favorite. So the next ones, these are their full metal line. And we have a 64 with the Mothra on the tail and the 95. I really like this full metal orange. It's really like this metallic gold orangey stuff. I absolutely adore that one. I think that was a swing and a hit. I think that was a double in the gap there. The full metal frozen, it's okay. To me, it's like metallic blue, some silver. Like, it's nothing really new. I don't also, full transparency, I don't love their 95 medium. I don't think it's kind of like, it almost looks like generic Godzilla as opposed to like any certain like specific suit. Their 64 is great though. So CCB releasing some cool stuff. Like I said, I think the clear candy drop and the full metal orange are the two that are the winners for me on this one. But very cool stuff. Okay, the last one I had to talk about, and guys, I should have said this, but you know this, hopefully. There were 7,000 booths. I mean, I don't know how many there were. There was a ton of stuff at Superfest and at both of these other festivals that we'll talk about. I'm just picking a few highlights. If we talked about everything, we'd be here for 3 hours. So a few things. But, you know, YMSF, we don't talk about those guys very much on the show. Jake and I neither are like big collectors of theirs. They do great stuff. I love watching the guy do his work at G-Fest. And does some awesome stuff. You know, I kind of love and hate this because I hope it hasn't hurt his business too much. But, you know, for so long, like Bandai would not touch some of the more obscure characters and stuff. And YMSF would fill that gap with, you know, quite frankly, I think better work, right? So, you know, you have a ton of Varons and Gabaras and Mechanicongs and things like that just really haven't been touched. And now I think Bandai is picking up, and that's why you're getting the Eberas and Batras and stuff of the world, because people are asking for them. So hopefully he's still doing really cool stuff, or maybe it's pushing him to do other things like this thing, the Melt King. Like, what is this? It's freaking awesome. It's huge. Obviously a bigger scale, bigger size than a lot of the stuff that he does that we see. But this thing, I don't know. I think I couldn't go like three scrolls on Instagram without seeing somebody post about the Melt King. But I think this two-headed thing, what, you know, intestine showing, you know, swamp thing meets, you know, like, I don't know, Ent from Lord of the Rings meets two-headed Godzilla and Spawn, and I don't even know what. It's freaking cool. It's so cool. I want to see this in person, because I think this is one that probably, like, when you get a chance to like look at it and pick it up and see it and all the details and stuff come through, it's pretty cool. But I thought this was super neat, and I wanted to give YMSF some love, because like I said, they don't get a ton of it on our show. They don't get like hate. We don't talk about them a ton, but this was really cool. And I just, like I said, I was bombarded with Melt King imagery for a day or so on social media, which is cool. Good for them. And they do some cool stuff. And I hope we get more kind of cool things like this from them in the future. Okay. So the next one we'll talk about, Hobby Round, the old Volks Hobby event. Yeah. This would happen on the same day as Superfest, I believe. I think they both were on the 1st of October. And we haven't covered really a Hobby Round on the show before, but we've talked about a lot of the toys that have popped up in there, because we see a lot from the big players at Hobby Round. Sara Jarushi does some Hobby Round stuff, and some other guys. But I thought Hobby Round might have been the better. I don't want to use the term better, but for me personally, if I had to pick one, knowing what ended up happening there, I think I would have gone to Hobby Round over Superfest. Yeah, I think I would have gone to Hobby Round over Superfest, because I'm going to talk about a few kind of heavy hitters there, but there were a lot of folks I'm not familiar with, these smaller studios that do have legitimate license for Godzilla films, film or Tsuburaya or whatever it might be, and they do some really cool stuff, some model kits, some different styles that maybe I don't collect, but were really freaking cool, along with other anime properties and such. So I think Hobby Round was the superior show. So let's talk about maybe the reasons why. Okay. So, oh, there he is. You see him on there. Yeah. More sun guts, more colors. no new sculpts, but like we've been getting at the Wonderfests, we got some new colors for these bad boys. So the 68 is now like they got a brown with kind of a metallic green stomach. Okay, it's cool. The 62, kind of a little bit more like lighter gray. They've had the black, they've had the blue, they've had the green. The Rodan, the blue, I think that's a play on the old, the vintage toy. And then Minya and Mothra Larva, these guys, they're getting this awesome red and blue colorway, which looks really cool. I love it. I think it's really cool. If I didn't already have this guy, I probably would pick up that one too. On the Super Eye side, the Canagon is probably my favorite of these four. I love this kind of lemon lime look. It's so like citrusy. The Gabora is great too. It's that red and blue, very almost mimics the Minya over there when you put them together. Duraco is really cool with the green and white, and the Red Man Garamon, which is just freakish and like awesome and a beautiful. I love this brown and light brown stomach, almost like teddy bear look to such a just hideous looking creature. I don't know how better to describe it. I think it's one of my favorite sculpts that they do is their Red Man Garamon version. It looks great in person. All the colorways are wonderful. There isn't a bad colorway, but there's something about it kind of looking like a teddy bear, painted like a teddy bear, that's just so weird and awesome. So that's probably the Canagon, you know, lemon lime is up there, and the Garamon are right at one and two. Well, the Minya, I mean, just because of the sculpt and stuff, but the paint job is great. But I really do love the Garamon and the Canagon. So good. So good. Sun Guts, just another round of cool colors. I want to see some more sculpts, of course. Everybody does, but it's also cool to think that they have like, you know, 8 to 16 active sculpts that they're constantly doing new colorways for. I mean, think about that for a second. That's really awesome. I mean, they didn't do in for Hobby Round, they didn't do new one for Naranga or Balton. But you know what? That's okay. Like, we're getting new stuff for these, but hopefully next year we'll get some more sculpts. Okay. So it wasn't just Sun Cuts that was there. I think 1UP might have won the show. A lot of these were really cool. But a lot of them I'm not as familiar. So I don't collect 1UP. I see a lot of this stuff. A lot of it goes through Toku Toy Town, but I don't know a lot of the history of, you know, hey, this is their 17th variation of the Shin Godzilla. They did this tweak. They didn't do that tweak. So pardon me if I mess a few up. I'll just go by what I see in front of me. I've seen their Shin Godzillas in person. They're really good. I like them a lot. I like their size. But yeah, they still pack a lot of detail in it. And this colorway is really cool. That kind of purpley and that red and the kind of almost dark brown and gray just all go together. It looks really cool. Next to it, I think, you know, we talk about that Bullmark colorway for Hedorah. Here you go. But the star of the show is, yeah, the animated Hedorah there, the little guy from the animated portion of the film that's like eating the smokestacks, and he comes with like the little animated smokestacks. Yes. And they're doing like a bazillion colorways on this thing. I think maybe not only 1UP, I think this piece might have won Hobby Round. This is that good. I love this King Ghidorah too. I love the paint app on it here. The yellow and the red and the blue. It looks so freaking good. I absolutely love this. I thought they just nailed it. The 64, hey, another Godzilla 64, another Mothra flopping on the tail. It looks great as well. Very like not the same colors necessarily as the Shin Godzilla, but like in that somehow metallic, but yet kind of almost like muddled, earthy look. They somehow like take these two opposites and make them work. Really cool. Then you had their partnership with Kaijin, Kaijin. Where am I? With Kaijin. oh man. It's been a long day, but anyway, it's kind of like kind of stylized Defo look. It's okay. It's not my style. It's not my jam, but it's really, really cool. They had another 95 that I thought, okay, looking at the 95, it's just kind of like almost a translucent red with these gold and purple. It's a really cool look, but I'm like, oh, you neat, 95, awesome, whatever. But what I didn't realize is they paired it with some kind of minis. You had like the Super X3, you had Godzilla Jr. and Destroyer Aggregate done in these kind of mini, almost like a Maru Gacha, a Gashapon type size. And I hadn't seen that before from 1UP. It could be something they've been doing for a billion years, and I'm just ignorant to it, so apologies, but this first I've noticed it. Looks really cool. I think that as a set is really, really neat. But to me, the Hedorah set, especially specifically the animated Hedorah eating the animated smokestacks and that King Ghidorah, like, I think are the show stealers, but some really good stuff from 1UP. Kudos to the team at 1UP. Really good stuff, man. But that wasn't all. Saru Jirushi had one. They won. One new colorway. And we've seen kind of the purple and orange before, but this is with that metallic blue inserted in there, and I think it makes all the difference. I think this is excellent. I love this. Now, Saru, with your 95s, you've done 1,000 of them. Like, let's roll, man. Let's do something different. But they're getting really cool and really unique, and this is I think, a get. I think this is a get for me. I absolutely love it. I only have one Saru 95. I kept the one with the clear face, the black and orange, kind of the translucent with the fully translucent face. I love that one. Yeah, this one is crazy. The other one, and this is the one I do wish Jake was here. Not that he is a Kukuryu Studio fan. Like, I'm not familiar with them at all, really. Like, just a little bit. It's like a Twitter follow, right? But because they had this, like, all these Minyas and all these Dorats and a little Godzilla and all these kind of model kits and such, I think he would have an opinion on them, but I think they look beautiful. The Minyas, I think, steal the show. This is like a very Minya-centric episode, by the way. But I know he loves some Dorats, and these look like the definitive Dorats moving forward. That little Godzilla is actually really good, too. But they also had some bigger model kits, like the Nightmare Gamera and the Burning G and everything. Like, they look all really, really, really strong. But I don't know how most folks buy those, if it's just kind of through the normal channels through Japan, but these are really cool. I'm not a model kit person, and I don't know if these come in any other way, like pre-painted or pre-made, but they're really cool stuff. I thought they were worth showing, especially those Dorats and the Minyas and the little Godzilla. Really just popped. Really cool stuff. But that was mostly it, kind of my highlights from Hobby Round. I just think it looked to be a stronger show than Superfest. But I did want to talk about Taipei Toy Festival. Once again, go follow these guys on Instagram. I think there's just so much cool stuff that they show off, and it's really neat. So I didn't pick a lot, but I wanted to pick one thing to really bring from Toy Fest, because I think Marasan did it big, but they definitely focused on Tsuburaya. My assumption is it's a licensing thing, and they couldn't, like, just like they can't sell a lot of their Toho stuff like at G-Fest and such. Totally cool, because when you're Marasan, not only do you have Toho stuff, you have a huge, huge catalog of Tsuburaya stuff that you've been doing for a long time that's amazing, but you also have Maruman, which you can do your vintage, your new takes and spins on the vintage custom Maruman line, like your Ultra Ace and your King Ghidorah and all those guys, and of course King Ghidorah right here on the far right, and this cool glow in the dark, the pinks and the blues, and I mean, this is it, of course, glowing. So it's a little bit different color without the light, but I think it's just stunning. Not as good as our good buddy, the custom exclusive Tokyo Toy Bastard version, which I think that one is still the best gold dress paint job so far, but really, really cool. But when it comes to this, I think their kind of cartoony Busca, the clear yellow on the left, and the similar version, the purple one, which was Asuka Kubo painted version, were the show stealers. I love this kind of, I mean, can you get more cartoony and goofy than Busca? The answer is yes. This Busca, it's so great. Pardon me if you hear any like audio gaps, because I'm taking some swigs of water here. Like I said, been talking all day. So the Buscas, I think the purple and this clear translucent yellow are the best. They are just so good. But they also brought us some 450 love with an Ultraman and a Garamon, a Pigmon that are glow in the dark as well. Those look stellar. And another Kanagon here. This one is translucent yellow. Really cool stuff. But the Buscas and the King Ghidorah, I think, win it for me. And I wanted to, like, share these, because I think typically we overlook the Taipei Toy Festival and the Kaiju community, at least like on the shows and talking about it and recapping it. It's not Wonderfest. It's not Superfest. It's not, you know, TFO, but it's pretty darn good. And they had some really cool stuff. And these, I think, were kind of the highlights for me. But yeah, that's about it. That's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Jake and I were planning to talk about that. And of course, Toy Fair. Now, I wasn't at Toy Fair. In fact, I was recording with Peter 2 weeks ago when Jake and them were en route. Actually, they were already in New York for Toy Fair. And so they got to do that. You guys have probably already seen and heard a lot of the Godzilla, not necessarily news, but what they could see and couldn't see. And I advise you to go to the Toy Anxiety channel on YouTube. And Jake and them did a great video of just literally, it's just music and video footage of all the Godzilla stuff that was there that they were able to see. It's Godzilla only from all the folks that were there. So pretty cool stuff. That's better than anything I could have said or done or commented on. So, I mean, they did all the work. We were going to talk about Toy Fair tonight. That's the one thing I'm not going to even try to. That's Jake's world. He's the expert there, and we can punt that till another week. But that was it, guys. Thank you so much. You know, if you can, please leave us a review. Please leave us a 5-star. That helps us out. You know, we're trying. You know, we're not the giant juggernaut of Toy Anxiety. We don't have the 7 years of YHS. We're the, you know, that maybe the child that doesn't get as much love, but we are fighting and scrapping to make a name for ourselves here in this kaiju community. And, you know, we've been doing it now for over 2 years, and we have had just the best time in the world. Oh my gosh, guys, it is. I love getting to talk to Jake and you know, Ron Wilhelm when he joins the show, or John Yerkeba or Peter, whoever it might be, or Abby. I mean, it's so fun. We love this platform. We, you know, we love the fans. It just warms my heart when, whether it's at Kaiju Go or G-Fest, somebody comes up and says, hey, I love the show. We listened to it, or I just discovered it. I love that what you guys do is a little bit different. It's just chatting. That's what we do. Like, and I really mean this. We would have these conversations if there wasn't headphones and a microphone, if we were just chatting. These are like, it really is like you, this is a, just us essentially, other than like necessarily like saying like, hey, we're going to talk about exactly what we watched and what in this order. Other than that, it's just a conversation. So thank you guys for tuning in and putting up with our wackiness and weirdness. And but it does help when you spread the word. We do love what we're doing, and we want to do it as long as we can. But that's it. That's all I got today, guys. Just a Jay only episode, but hopefully in 2 weeks, Jake will, things will be on the up and up, and we can record and we can chat. Jeez, I don't even know. In 2 weeks, it's, I mean, hey, 2 weeks, guess what? That's right before Godzilla Minus One comes out in Japan, and I'm sure we're going to be all trying to avoid all that. But I'm hoping to have some good news over the next couple of weeks on things like Kaiju Go, number two, and all this stuff. But until then, adios. I'll see you next time on Monster Island. See you guys.